So aside from the parking, what made you want to be a magistrate judge?
Well, good question. It's funny. I never really thought about becoming a judge. Like a lot of people go to law school and they want to be a judge. I started my career at a big firm, was about there 15 years, started a litigation boutique that we grew to about 65 lawyers. I thought I had the best job in the world, loved being a trial lawyer. And I think maybe part of it is I sort of have ADD and I got to do something new, you know, every certain number of years. A vacancy came up and I'll throw my name in the hat. I thought it'd be interesting, thought it'd be challenging, I thought it'd be rewarding, something different, you know, after you, you know, do something for, you know, 27, 28 years, I'll try something new. And so that's why I did it.
Okay. And the parking.
Yeah, and the parking.
How's the old Norm MacDonald joke when Bill Clinton was torn his Achilles and he was at the White House press dinner and Norm said, "You're the president and you're injured. You must have terrific parking." So, can you tell us a little bit about your practice before you took the bench, and did you do a lot of Rule B work or any at all?
You mentioned you're going to ask that. I sort of laughed. I was a civil litigator, started mostly on the defense side, represented big companies, all sorts of commercial litigation, securities, antitrust, breach of contract, torts. The closest I had been to admiralty in my life was my parents took me on a cruise when I was a kid. And I got actually a quick shout out. My mom and dad, who are retired, are here today watching me right now. So it's very nice of them to come. But in all seriousness, I had never handled an admiralty case. And let me say this. When I took the bench, I was very excited. I thought to myself, and you all laugh at this, but I thought to myself, okay, I've never done criminal law, right? Because I figured criminal, civil. And I thought, okay, the criminal law will be interesting, challenging. I'll have to learn a lot. That'll be something new and different. But I thought, hey, the civil side, I've done that. You know, I thought at a pretty high level, this would be like herding cats. Totally wrong. Like, totally wrong. Because what I didn't realize, and once I get, looking back, it's like, what an idiot I was. But there are so many different areas of the law, right? I mean, before I took the bench, I'd never handled a Fair Labor Standards Act case. I'd never handled a Section 1983 constitutional claim. I'd never handled a patent and trademark. Never handled a Title VII employment discrimination case. Never handled an admiralty case. Never handled an ERISA. I mean, none of these areas, I'd handled nothing. And in each area of law, you know, there is a specialized bar. I mean, you know, look, in the admiralty cases, I know a lot of you, I've seen a lot of you, there's a lot of, you got the admiralty bar, you got the, if it's an employment discrimination case, there's a certain number of lawyers you expect to see. If it's an ERISA case, there's a certain number you expect to see. And so I literally had not touched, I didn't know anything about admiralty at all. I remember someone said a monition, I said, God bless you. I didn't know anything. And actually, when I started off, by the way, I'm now half in Houston, half in Galveston. And I'm the only magistrate judge at Galveston, but I spend half my time in Galveston, half in Houston. But when I started, I knew, hey, it's Galveston. I expect we're going to have admiralty matters. I know nothing about admiralty. So I went to the University of Houston Law School, where I was an adjunct professor, and said, hey, can I audit? Can I audit an admiralty class? Like, I just want to just listen and sit in the back and sort of just to have an idea of what these things are. Because, and I sort of say this to all of you know the law. And by the way, I think the admiralty bar, at least that I've dealt, and I don't say this just to curry favor and brown nose, it's great. I mean, they're professional, they're cordial, they seem to like each other on the other side, they work well together. I'm very appreciative of the admiralty bar is actually a lot of times, you know, very acknowledging, hey, there are these cases out there that don't go my way. I think they're wrong, but it's not like I then go do the research and like, hey, why don't you tell me about that case? But I think the thing for you all to remember, and this really doesn't not only talk about garnishment, Rule B, Rule E, whatever, limitation of liability, everything, just remember, you know, I think we have one hell of a federal bench here. But not everyone has this vast experience in admiralty. I mean, you know, Gray Miller did. He was an admiralty lawyer. He, you know. But other than that, I was thinking a couple minutes ago, the number of folks we have, recent judges in the Southern District of Texas. Judge Brown in Galveston, who came from the Texas Supreme Court, I know he had never handled a single admiralty case in his career. Drew Tipton, who was in Corpus, now is coming up here. He was an employment lawyer. He never handled that. Charles Eskridge, great commercial litigator, never handled any admiralty case. On the magistrate judge, the recent ones, myself, Judge Bray, who's a federal public defender, Judge Bryan had never handled an admiralty case. Judge, soon to be Rick Bennett, who is going to be the new magistrate, another new magistrate judge in Houston, assuming he passes his background check. He comes from the, he's an AUSA. And so I just say that because all these judges who I think the world of, they are smart, they are hardworking, they are dedicated, they just don't have the knowledge to start off. So I, as sort of a guide to you all, I think it's very helpful sometimes, you know, we just don't learn this by osmosis. So it's very helpful for you all to basically educate us. And oh, by the way, the other thing is a lot of these law clerks, we rely on our law clerks. They're smart. They're hardworking. It's not like many folks coming out of law school have these vast admiralty knowledge, you know, encyclopedias. So I just point that out and probably blathered on too long.